Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. It is a brand new era. I'm Jessica Matlin.
Hi, Jessica Matlin. I'm Jen Sullivan. It's 2021. And what do you mean by new era?
Today, when we're recording this, it's Inauguration Day here in the United States of America. And I don't know if you follow politics, but it's kind of a big deal.
We have a new president.
We have a new president.
Freaking woman in the White House.
I know.
In the West Wing.
It's Mage.
So major. Kamala Harris, cheers to you and Joe Biden. You know what I was thinking about, Jess? We have been doing Fat Mascara through three presidencies.
I'm surprised my hair is not like soup's gray right now. That is so crazy.
Well, we have done for that.
I know, exactly. We have how many episodes now? Like, well, I don't even know what number this is right now.
This is 270, and we are coming up on our 5-year anniversary. So we had started this in 2016 when Barack Obama was president.
But let's also say the planning stages were in 2015.
Okay, and Obama was still president then too. But
the planning stages, we recorded, I'll never forget, let's just give you a little BTS. We did a test episode with I'm gonna spill some tea. It's not like a secret. We did a test episode with Miss Pop. Miss Pop, thank you for indulging us, just having a little fun on the mics. And we're like, this is so much fun. And then we went out for drinks after.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like we're an institution. Like world leaders come and go, but Jen and Jess will always be here for you. I mean, I can't say always, but We're here for you.
Three prezzies.
Amazing.
And we're still standing. I know we've witnessed so many trends, so many internet beefs, so many highs and lows.
I remember talking about K-beauty is still like when it was like still kind of a novel idea back when we started this podcast. Like
yes,
TikTok didn't even exist.
We had Mary Shook on the show talking to us about K-beauty trends. We talked about glass skin. We talked about makeup for men. Like if you look back on some of the trends and like, you know,
that
moments.
We thought was so new and now
Beauty
it's
just... Con. We're like, there's a whole convention just for beauty.
Or there was. Mm-hmm. You know what? For our 5-year anniversary, maybe we do some sort of like highlights of the 5-year show. That could be fun.
That could be, oh my God, that'd be really fun. Things that are just kind of like, wow moments. Like maybe like hits and misses. I don't know. Or predictions or...
We'll take your suggestions. Feel free to email us, info@fatmascara.com. But this episode, we're talking about newness. We're not looking back. We're looking forward. It's a new day. Jess is going to hit us with the beauty news. I want to talk about protein treatments for your hair because I'm confused by them and I got some knowledge. And then little Miss Mixologist over in Manhattan, that's right, Jessica Matlin, she's doing essential oils and she's going to teach us some stuff about that. Right?
Very cool. Yes. My apartment smells great right now.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. Headline time. We've got a lot of great beauty news, and I have to say, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a headline like this. So L'Oreal, as in the L'Oreal group worldwide, I'm not just talking about L'Oreal Paris, has banned animal hair brushes across its entire portfolio following pressure from PETA. So PETA documented the cruelty in the badger brush industry. They did an excellent expose on what happens in China to these badgers. You can Google it, be warned, as well as what happens when it means to get a goat hair brush. If you're wondering, basically they cut the skin off the animals and they stitch up the wounds right there, like on the floor. There's no like antiseptic or anything, obviously, and they don't provide pain relief. So that's just a peek into this horrific industry. And if you want to know more, you can certainly go on to PETA or really any other kind of animal welfare source, which will tell you a similar story. So while this is a sad insight into the industry, I'm so happy that L'Oreal has changed course. And I'm really happy to see that all of the lobbying has had a really positive impact on the industry. Changing gears, major strides are happening in the beauty industry in the UK. So 4 UK organizations, the British Beauty Council, the UK Spa Association, the British Association of Beauty Therapy and Cosmetology, and the National Hair and Beauty Federation, are now going to be recognized at a government level. So what does that mean? It means that they're going to have a stronger voice in government, which is really essential in times like this, where, you know, doing business is very much subject to regulation. So good on you. And I really hope that similar kinds of advocacy happens here in the US. Okay. Now, 13 Loom. I don't know if you guys have seen that website. It's excellent. Go check it out if you haven't already. They've raised $1 million from investors like Sean Diddy Combs. It's Diddy now, right? I can't keep up. Gwyneth Paltrow, Beauty Counter's Greg Renfrew. The website carries black and brown owned brands. Really cool. And if you haven't checked it out, like Joanna Vargas, The Established, Gilded Beauty. And it is co-founded by Nikio Greco, and you may know her that name because she is actually the founder of Nikio Beauty. It's a beautiful website and it's a new website. And I think that like this is just the beginning of 13 Loon. So
we should point out Loon is spelled L-U-N-E also.
Like,
and we'll put a link on the blog so you could check it out.
And it's just like super chic. And I really think that this is going to be a website that is going to be reckoned with. Also making money moves is Jonathan Van Ness. He is everywhere right now. So he is the host of Queer Eye and also Curious with Jonathan Van Ness, the podcast, and he's going to be launching his own hair care line. So this is not surprising at all. He has amazing hair, but he is also a hairstylist before working with Queer Eye. So he actually works with the skincare line Biosense, if you guys don't know, and he's actually going to be partnering with the brand's parent company on the hair care. He says...
Ooh, we're going to get some squalene, maybe?
He says, this hair care line is my new baby, and the team is the only one I trust to develop a line of products that carries my name and ethos. Together, we're developing a hair care line that will be inclusive for all people, effective for all hair types, and sustainable to our gorgeous earth. We're ready to revolutionize the hair care industry and can't wait to share it with you later this year. Okay. Mm. So again, watch out for Jonathan.
I don't know about the squalene, but it's in their skincare products. That's the only reason I'm making a guess.
Yes. And then let's end on a sex positive note.
Okay.
Beauty Independent. By the way, I think they do such a great job, Beauty Independent. I would definitely direct you there for some of their reporting. Beauty Independent reports that through March 14th, Nordstrom's limited run pop-up boutique concept will focus on self-love online. And one of the most innovative brands is Pulse. So Pulse is like a sexual wellness line, and they have lubricants that come in these tiny little pods, which are heated up in the sleek dispenser. At first, I didn't know what I was looking at, I'll be honest. It looked like one of those things where like a hand sanitizer thing where you stick your hand underneath it, like in an airport, and it goes like, ah, yeah, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, that was a good sound effect. Well done.
Ah. It's called the Pulse Warmer. And
what a sexy sound. Yes.
And it's... So it kind of like you stick your hand under it and it has a very kind of like iPod-y, AirPod-y look, like very
like current
of the future. Yes. So you put your little paw underneath it, it dispenses the lube and it's like, you know, instant use. And the idea, the founder was like, you know, enough with the fumbling and jumbling and the cold lube and like running around the bedroom looking for, you know, go in your sock drawer. I mean, she didn't say all that, but you know what I mean? Just like running around.
I know it well. Yes, go on.
And she just wanted something that was proud. She wanted it to be like an accessory and taking the shame and awkwardness out of it. And so the dispenser is not cheap. It's priced at $199. And which I thought was interesting, this is like a luxury sex thing. And the six packs of lubricants, which are either silicone or water-based, your choice, are $29.95. Pulse also sells massage oil pods as well.
Ooh.
And the pods rely on airless pumps to stave off bacteria buildup. I thought this was really interesting because I thought it was cool that Nordstrom, which is a very mainstream, I would say like family retailer, is getting into this space. I thought that was cool for destigmatizing the sexual wellness industry. I think it's cool that this woman who is, you know, not like a 22-year-old out of LA is talking about like, you know,
I'm
sexual wellness.
I need to try it and see.
I thought it was cool. Yeah.
Warming. The warm thing with skincare, I was like, I don't know how much I need warm skincare, but lube? Yeah.
I love the conversation being brought to the table. So cheers to Nordstrom. Cheers to Pulse. And I think it's cool. So yeah, that's the news. Okay. So
let's talk here, Jess.
Yeah.
You know when you hear about ingredients and you're just like, oh, it's good. Whatever it is, I need more of that and my hair will be better. Right?
Yes, yes. That's usually how they upsell you on treatment. I say they, like it's like there's a big conspiracy.
The beauty industrial complex?
Yes. But I love a little add-on. I love an add-on.
I love an add-on too. But like to me, I always felt like with hair treatments and hair masks, like, unless you have fine hair and you might be weighing it down, like you can't do anything wrong. Like put all the good stuff in. Give me all the vitamins, all the protein, right? Mm. But then I saw two new protein products come out. And I was actually in a meeting with Nancy Twine of Briogeo. Mm. And she was talking about how she changes her hair treatments based on what her hair needs. And I was like, well, how do you know? Like, is it broken this week, but not next week? And so I reached out to my former hair colorist, Mary Kate O'Connor, to ask her about protein treatments. So Briogeo's new conditioner has a lot of protein in it. It's called Don't Despair Repair Super Moisture Conditioner. And then I also was trying L'Oreal Paris Elvive 5 Power Restore Multi-Use Hair Treatment. Truth be told, I was drawn to it because it's a big old tub. I love a hair mask in a tub, you know, where you could scoop it out. And as I was putting it on, I was like, wait, do I even need this? So let's talk. How do you know if you need a protein mask?
I guess I actually don't really know. I feel like my hair can always use the extra protein, right? That's kind of my thinking.
Right. And Mary Kate said people who color their hair always think they need protein, because they always think my hair is damaged because I color it. And she said,
sure.
But she said, that's not actually the case. She's like, maybe if you're doing like 3-level lift to like a bleach blonde, yeah, you're pretty sure your hair is going to be damaged. But everybody else, she says to like, you might want to do a little bit of the test first before you start putting in a protein treatment, because if you put in protein treatments too frequently or products with protein, like a conditioner that has proteins in it, you can actually over-proteinize, I don't know if I'm saying that right, your hair, and that makes it feel like kind of straw-like. Mm. But then if I was thinking about this in times in the past where my hair's felt like that, in my head I'd be like, oh, my hair's damaged. Now I need more protein because it feels
right,
like straw.
Right, it's like too much of a good thing.
Right, so don't do that. Here's what to do. In the shower, you know when you're like, after you wash your hair and whatever, there's always like a couple strands that come out.
Yeah.
Take one of those strands, those wet strands, maybe shut off the shower so you guys see what you're looking at. Pull on both ends gently. She said if your hair stretches, not like a bounce like you're used to, but if it sort of is stretchy and then doesn't go back into shape, like you stretched it and now it's longer,
yeah.
What's happening is you have damage that could use protein.
You stretched it and now it's longer. Okay.
Yeah, like, and I've seen this happen with people who have bleach blonde hair. If you take one of their strands of hair, it's almost like taffy, you know? The structure of it is
just
so messed
up. Image, yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm like trying to think how to explain to you what I mean by stretch, because a healthy hair will sort of like have a spring to it and bounce back, but this will stretch like taffy. So that's okay. Someone that needs a protein treatment. The other thing she said as a clue is, of course, if there's breakage, like every time you brush, not full hairs are coming out, but those little chunks, like the break off hairs.
Right, right.
That is also someone who needs protein. But someone who has straw-like hair, that alone does not mean you need a protein treatment. You could be doing yourself a disservice by putting one in. In that case, you know, look for something just with moisture.
I wonder, because I have breakage around the front of my hair. I wonder if I need protein maybe around the front.
I know, but I also think those hairs are just programmed differently. Just think about it. You're never going to grow those baby hairs. For some people's hair type, they're never going to be long no matter what you do, you know? I'm not saying yours isn't that.
Yeah.
The only other thing I'll say is protein treatments are actually kind of confusing to find in the store because it doesn't always say protein. So the words to look for, this is what has a protein in it, things that have keratin, silk proteins, oat flour, hydrolyzed collagen, and amino acids. These are all not code words, but other words for protein treatments. So before you start loading them into your hair, I would say like, see if you really need them. I'm going to save you money, guys. Look at that. But I will say I did think I needed them. Oh, and one other tip she gave me was even if you're using a protein treatment, you still don't want to use it every time you wash. Like try every other time or use it and then move on to a different regular moisturizing conditioner. Because even if you have damage, after you fix it with the protein, you don't have to keep loading on that protein or else you get that straw-like effect that nobody wants.
Okay. So, yeah, I just always thought it was good, like a good thing for you.
Me too. Like it's moisture, like
a vitamin.
Yeah, like hydration in my skin, protein in my hair. But it's not.
Okay.
So, also say I liked both of those conditioners that I was talking about, the Briogeo and the L'Oreal one. So I will link to those for you guys. You got a range of price points there for you too, because one's a little drugstore, one's a little bougie chic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Thanks to Mary-Kate O'Connor.
PSA.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara. Little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, I am excited about this one because this feels like it should be a real easy topic, but I don't think it is. We're going to talk about essential oils. I'm sure that many of you who are listening have been gifted or bought yourself an essential oil, little like jar of essential oils at some point. And I'm sure you looked at it with confusion at some point because I have a set of essential oils that are beautiful. And I just like have been staring at it like 2 months. Like, what do I do? Like, I like it. I know it's like expensive. I know that it's, you know, beauty-ish.
You know they can be irritating if applied directly to skin.
Yes, I'm looking at it like as if it's like a child looking at a dangerous, you know, medicine cabinet or like, you know, under the sink cabinet. Like, don't make contact with the skin. You know, this could hurt me if used incorrectly. But I just don't really know what to do. And I feel foolish because I know we've talked about these things and I know that I should know. So I was like, okay, I know that our peeps have probably been in this situation. So I called Amy Galper, who we had on the show. We know we were just talking, you and I, about at the top of the show, how we've been doing this for like 8 billion years. We had her on 8 billion years ago. So I was like, Amy, yo, what up? I forgot how to use these things. So Amy Galper is actually the co-founder of the New York Institute of Aromatic Studies. Okay. She's like a certified aromatherapist. She's a big freaking deal. So I called her and I was like, just refresh my memory. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
she's like, well, there's an essential oil for that.
Yes, exactly.
Use geranium.
She made it really easy peasy. Okay. I didn't want to buy like a $11,000 diffuser or whatever. Here's what she did. First of all, okay, I felt like dummy. She was like, well, did you just open them up and smell them? And I said like once. And she's like, that is actually the most, in her words, profound way to experience essential oils. She said, just opening them up and smelling them. So I thought you needed to use them. Like, oh, I'm done with the bottle. Like, I used it. No, like just opening them up and smelling them, inhaling them is the easiest way to experience essential oils, and people don't realize them. She said that just keeping them at your desk and smelling them doesn't involve any mixing or anything. That is how you're going to get.
It's so true. You just take the cap off and you're having aromatherapy.
Exactly.
I couldn't be any easier.
Yeah. So she's like, you don't need a diffuser. You don't need a thing with a motor or like an oil or a candle or whatever. She's like, just
carrier oil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I told her, I was like, I'm not buying a carrier oil. I was like, I'm not mixing. I'm doing anything. Just tell me. She said, when you smell the oil, it's going to like trigger a neurological response. This is not wavy gravy, hocus pocus stuff. This is actual science. It helps trigger your brain and shifts your mind state. So that's why if you smell like lavender, you may feel more relaxed. That's why if you know, I'm making this up now because we didn't get into all the different, you know, this makes you feel that way. This like rose makes you feel more peaceful, or ginger may make you feel more invigorated, that sort of thing.
Ooh, so ginger is very invigorating.
Ginger is not for me. I love the lavender, but like eucalyptus, you and I both love eucalyptus. Mm. Like there are lots of different oils you can have a lot of fun with, and you don't need to do a lot to experience them, but the science is real. So then you can also, if you don't want to carry around these little bottles or keep them at your desk, a really fun way is you can actually make your own blend and put it on a cotton ball, or you can actually just take the one blend that you like, or the one, you know, aroma that you like, put it on a cotton ball, like really, so, you know, saturated it and put it on a little dish on your desk. I love little ring dishes. If you're like a kind of like antique-y girl or like an anthropology girl,
little, you know, those little,
yeah, you know, those little like ring dishes.
Yeah. Get what goes on your ball on your ring dish?
Except put a little cotton thing there. It will really smell up your space in like the best way. Another thing you can do, I thought this was cute. If you take baths, I am not really into taking a bath in my apartment, but you can take a half a cup of unscented sea salt. You can get that just like at, you know, the grocery store, Whole Foods or whatever, or natural grocery store. And then take 5 drops of the essential oil that you love. Mix it up before you get into the tub. Then when you're sitting in the tub, dump it in for the ultimate like mind-shifting spa treatment. Here's another one for when you're cleaning on the weekend. Get an unscented cleansing, like a floor cleaner. Put it in the bucket with the water. Then take about 5 drops of citronella essential oil and put it in there. Not only is it going to smell great, but if you live in an older building, like a tenement style building, I'm talking to you city folk, it will actually keep away the buggies.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that one.
Have you been doing all of this?
I just spoke to her like yesterday, so no.
So
I mean, there's only so much time for like essentially oiling my lifestyle. Okay. Like
you're like, I did the first one where you unscrew the top and just enjoy the neurological benefits.
I smelled it. You picture me like mopping right now as I'm talking to you.
Well, and I was like, going to be impressed that like, whoa, Jess, I'm getting all into this essential oil lifestyle though.
Ready? There's more.
Oh, okay.
I love this. So I've been using my humidifier because I do live in an older building and like it is dry as a damn bone right now. Put one drop of frankincense essential oil. I have a frankincense essential oil right now in the humidifier if you have a cold because it will help decongest you.
Mm.
And then these two are my favorite. These two I'm going to do like tonight. Ready? If the bath thing was not for you because you're not a bath person, take a washcloth. Put it in the shower, like over the rack, or the railing, or like on your shower caddy, whatever, and put some essential oils on the washcloth and let it like just fill up the shower with the scent.
Oh, eucalyptus for that.
Goody,
for sure.
Goody, right?
And yeah, that's like spa time.
Last but not least, put a tiny bit. Now, this caution, it may stain. So do a, you know, what are they, like a patch test, do a little spot treat. And I have a very busy living room rug, not like crazy, like clownish, but just like, you know, it's patterns. Put a little tiny bit on the rug or even a pillow.
Mm.
But if you have pets, go online and check and make sure that the oil you're putting is not harmful to the pet.
Oh, good tip.
Usually ASPCA will have like, you know, some kind of like cross-reference guide because certain essential oils.
Oh, we can put a link to that too.
We don't want your
fairy friends unhappy.
Yeah. Usually sometimes it's like in the air. Or I don't know. I don't want to speak too much. But just use your judgment and just be cautious because certain essential oils are really bad for animals.
I need you to report back after you try some of these and tell us what your favorite is.
Right now, I'm just sniffing. But the sniffing
we're getting
is great.
To know. But like, I want you to come back in a couple episodes. We want to hear what Jess Matlin's mix is. Okay,
my special blend, my special wintry stress relieving
wintry mix. Yes,
high extreme focus blend.
I can't wait to hear. Thank you to Amy Galper.
You rule.
Her site as well.
Okay, we've got a great razor wand from Paige in LA. Paige, this one seems very useful. Take it away, Paige.
Hi, Fat Mascara. This is Paige from Los Angeles. I want to raise a wand to an eyeliner that literally changed my life. It is the NYX Epic Ink Liner. It is the best liquid eyeliner I have ever used in my life. So I have hooded eyes and have never been able to do a winged liner. I've tried multiple times since literally seventh grade. And my friend told me about this eyeliner. She's like, it's even better than the Stila one. It's better than the whatever. And it's like $7. And I was in a Walmart and picked it up. And it is truly life-changing. I can finally do a wing with my hooded circle eyes. I can even do an Ariana Grande type look. I can do wings without looking like Amy Winehouse. It is truly life-changing. It stays on very well. It glides on perfectly. You can make the sharpest wings out of any technique. I'm bad at eyeliner and my wings are flawless. So yes, the NYX Epic Ink Liner. All right. Thank you. Love the podcast. Bye.
Paige, you're a doll. Like, you solved a lot of problems for a lot of people with that eyeliner, I think. And I have already put it in my cart. That's the best razor wand when you're just like, buy it immediately. If you guys want to share your own razor wand, there's two ways you can do that. One is email us a voice memo. So that's info@fatmascara.com. Or you can call me. I won't pick up the phone. It's 646-481-8182. Just leave a little voicemail with the product that you love and we'll share it with everybody. We can all raise wands together. Now, Jessica Matlin, raise your wand.
I am very excited to share the essential oil set that I have been using.
Oh, I like the tie back. Yes. It's like, yes.
So, okay. So I've been using, this is what I was gifted. It was the Jane Goodall Wonders of Africa Essential Oil Set. It's actually on sale right now for $99 from a whopping $146. And this is from the brand called Forest Remedies. So the 5% of the sale price is donated to Jane Goodall Institute. I'm really hoping that that still is the case, even though it's at a more reduced price. But long story short, it gives you, you get Lang Lang, citronella, frankincense, the one I love so much, and ginger. I know, Jen, you're a fan of ginger. I love that it comes in this like really nice packaging, all sustainable. And now that I know how to use them, that you know how to use them, I hope you will consider giving this one a try.
Oh, nice. I like that. I'm going to raise one to a brush. And also to tie back, this is a cruelty-free brush. Ooh. So there you go. Oh, I actually think it's a L'Oreal brand. It Cosmetics is owned by L'Oreal, isn't it?
Oh my God, It Cosmetics, guys, the brushes are awesome.
It's like we planned this, guys, truly. No, we really do plan it. We do a lot of work for the podcast, just so you know. We don't just jump on the mic. Anyway, I saw this brush, and I'm just a finger person. I really am. Unless I'm doing, like, I'm going out, and let's be honest, who's going out anymore? I don't usually pick up the brushes. However, It Cosmetics came out with a Better Than Skin product I raised a wand to a while back, and they sent it with the brush. So this was gifted, and I was like, I'm not using the brush. And then one day, I was like, yeah, I want to look cute for Eric. I'm not going to lie. I was like, let's just see what's happening here. Let me use the brush. Oh my God, it makes such a huge difference putting on this product. It's like I see the girls and the guys in the YouTube videos buffing in with an angled complexion brush. And I'm just like, I don't know, a sponge works, your fingers works. No, it freaking airbrushes that shit. So this is the It Cosmetics Heavenly Skin Skin Smoothing Complexion brush. The bristles are packed very densely, and we know from previous episodes that means that you're going to lay down more color. Not always a great thing if you're talking about shadow or blush, but when you're talking about a tinted sheer kind of face formula, like you're really just getting this smooth, even application. I know I sound ridiculous, like probably a lot of you out there, like, of course, Jen, duh, but this brush is worth the money. I'm obsessed with it. You know what I'll do for my Raise the Wand video? I will do half my face with my fingers, half with the brush. I swear you will see a difference. You like that?
That's a bold move.
That's a bold move. I'm willing to do it for you guys. Raise a wand to that brush. I'll put a link on the blog, and we'll link to Jess's essential oil set as well. And I guess, you know what? It's time for?
Time.
Okay, I'll say it if you won't.
It's time to get your beauty sleep.
We got to make it more natural. Guys, get your beauty sleep, and we'll see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.